Okay, let's get on to tech stuff. Now, what's this about the Telstra customers? Details published online. So it was over 100,000 of them.
Yeah, 130,000 details have been published online. Their name, address, their phone number. It was a bit of an accident with their databases on there because they actually listed them incorrectly in the White Pages and Directory Assistance website. The big question I've got is, Darren, who knew there was a White Pages anymore?
Well, true.
And you know, no offence to anybody whose details were published. I don't think the people over there, the hackers in call centres stand on the other side of the world, suddenly said, you know, quick, let's go out and get our copy of the White Pages. So, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't think that's too much of a concern then?
No, I don't. Mm. But, yeah.
All right. Now, MyGov, the app for smartphones.
About time. Mm. So, you know, you've always been able to access it online with a computer, but they've finally got a proper app for it. So if you go over to the App Store or the Google Play Store, you can download the MyGov app. It's a very secure way to access all your services. You've got one login, one password. You'll be able to use a six-digit PIN or, you know, depending on your phone, your fingerprint or face recognition. It's a good thing to see that they've finally done it.
All right. Well, I will be doing that because I use MyGov to do tax and
yeah.
Medicare and other things. Yeah, okay. All right. I'll search that one out. Now, people will be doing Christmas shopping this week, big time. So you've got some tech gift idea suggestions.
We put a whole lot up on the website last week. These are all up there with it again for this week. So all the Christmas gift ideas that I've said for the last 2 weeks are all up on the website. Apple AirTags. $49 for one, $165 for four. Never lose an item again. If you're travelling at Christmas, put one in your luggage if you're going to fly somewhere because you might be able to find. Just make sure that your bag's not going to Bali instead of Melbourne.
Yeah.
Google Chromecast, so you can stream to your TV from your smartphone or your tablet. That starts at $48. The best Android smartphone this year, I had to mention it again, the Google Pixel 7 or the Google Pixel 7 Pro, they start at $999. Why not buy the family subscription to a streaming service?
Yeah.
Netflix, Paramount Plus, Disney or Amazon. Then you can get up on Christmas Day and say, look what I bought you, especially if you're a dad, go, I bought you a subscription to Netflix. You can sit down and watch TV all day and let other people look after you.
Fantastic. Yep, good idea.
Good idea. If you're after a TV, TCL is a brand I really like. Good prices on there. They're very high quality TV. They're trying to get market share from LG and Samsung, which are the premium TVs out there. I found a 65-inch 4K ultra-high definition TV for $795.
Wow.
It's a bargain.
Okay.
If you're after AirPods, wireless headphones, the Apple AirPods or the AirPods Pro are a good idea. $219 for the AirPods, $399 for the AirPods Pro. Or remember the name Jabra, J-A-B-R-A. They make a good range of wireless headphones as well. Now, they start at $77. They're a good quality brand, good audio on there as well. And they work with iPhone and Android phones.
Excellent work, mate. That's good there. Some TVs and phones. Very good. So all of that's on Richard's website, which is talktech.com.au. Hey, did you get to the Adelaide Test match at all?
For about an hour.
Okay.
On there. So, yes. So, it was good. And it was good that we supported it over here in Adelaide as well.
Oh, so, yeah.
We absolutely walloped the Perth crowd.
Yep.
But I think we're going to see a different sort of competition for Australia when we start playing South Africa.
Yeah, they've got, their pace bowling is excellent. So
yeah, it is.
That'll be.
And I think we're all looking forward to that. And I think the West Indies team's a bit sad.
Well, the problem is all of their, well, not all of them, but a lot of their gun players are just playing the T20 circuit.
Yeah, which is terrible.
And, you can't really blame them because there's a lot of money on offer for doing it for blokes like Russell and Bravo and Hetmeyer and guys like that. But, it leaves their test pickings a bit thin. The Windies?
It does. And I did this gag and I apologise if it's in bad taste. I thought if Viv Richards was dead, he'd be spinning in his grave when he looks at the West Indies. He's not dead, people.
No. God forbid. Please. Not Viv, no.
Not Viv, so yes.
My childhood hero. Okay, look, this is your last one for the year, so thanks for your input into the show. Lots of handy information, particularly, you know, recently when we had all those data breaches with Optus.
It was the story of the year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you're really good at what you do, so I really appreciate it. And you put it over the radio so, tech dunderheads like me can understand it. Although you've educated me a little bit through the year, and I really appreciate it. So have a great Christmas and New Year, and we'll catch you in a month or so, I reckon.
No, that's very good. Darren, I really appreciate you and all the listeners. I get feedback from the listeners all the time. I appreciate you having me on, and I look forward to next year. Stay safe and stay healthy.
Oh, are you doing some radio work in Adelaide over Christmas New Year, by the way? So,
yes, I'm doing a lot of radio work, so I'll be on 5AA nearly 7 days a week.
Right, so if you go to Adelaide, tune into 5AA, and you can hear Richard Pascoe there. All right, mate, thanks for that.
No, thanks, Darren.
Okay, again, Richard's website, talktech.com.au.